I'd like now to welcome Rick Martinez. He is a neighborhood advocate, and he's here to tell us about a meeting that is happening this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon at 4:30 at City Hall, across from the mayor's office at the councilor's conference room. It's at 4:30, and it's the Archaeological Review Committee.
What's happening? What's the issue?
Well, the issue is it was an old acequia that ran to the back of a subdivision, new subdivision that's coming in, and when the subdivision first came in, the neighborhood fought really hard to get an easement of an old acequia that still runs to there.
Is that the Acequia Madre?
No, this is the Acequia de las Joyas.
Okay.
Yeah, and it runs to the back. I mean, even in Barrio La Caña, it still runs to the whole back. It's been protected for years. And one of our goals was to make sure this acequia was protected. About 3 weeks ago, the developer, he did sign an agreement that he would protect the acequia with a, and it was conditions of approval that we went in with the city to protect this acequia. Well, 3 weeks ago, on a Friday afternoon, they went in and they bulldozed the whole acequia out. And what we're going back to see if we can get it restored back and get it back to where it was. Because in our beliefs is that if we went through all this work, what really happened there? You know, it was like we really want the acequia back.
So if people are in favor of that and they would like to go into that and voice their support one way or the other, they can go to City Hall today at 4:30. The acequias are a cultural, historical, and kind of lifeblood, if you consider that blood water, part of Santa Fe.
Exactly. I mean, to the years ago, when that whole area like where Barrio La Caña is and this paseo from Camino O'Leary all the way down to Frenchie's Field, they were all farmlands. And the acequias that fed those farmlands are still there. And one of the reasons that we believe in is that, you know, the history, we're celebrating our 400th anniversary of Santa Fe. And we should not start off by destroying our past that we have. You know, it was very important that we did this. But to have the disrespect of it being torn, bulldozed, is not right.
Now, can you restore an acequia once it's been bulldozed? I mean, obviously, they didn't bulldoze the whole entire acequia. They bulldozed a segment of it.
Yes, it was one lot they bulldozed. He still has another lot to bulldoze, but I don't know if he's going to do that now after this controversy. But it could be restored. But my thought is that, you know, the contour of the land, the way it is, even he can restore it back to bring it back the contour of the land to tell the story of the acequia was there. And that's basically what we'd like to see done, is just to bring back the contour of the land and respect the easement that was supposed to have been in place. Because when he first started the construction, he was supposed to put up a fence saying that there was an acequia there. And he never did put up a fence. You know, the neighborhoods should not have to be policing these developers when they go into this thing.
So when the acequia flows, I mean, I live in a neighborhood and I walk my dog in a park that has an acequia running along the side of it near Ashbaugh Park. If you bulldoze one part of the acequia, suddenly, and there's water flowing through, which there is every time it rains, if they didn't restore it, what would happen to that water?
Well, this acequia is not a living acequia. I mean, it's been covered up in some spots, but it still had a history. And if we ever wanted to get it back, it can be restored to be back as an acequia if we ever had the will to do it or the money, the resources to do it.
Right. So, well, of course, the way it used to be is everybody in the neighborhood came and dug and put in rocks.
Yeah, yeah, and they kind of built back on it, but still, the acequias will still tell the story, though. You know, it's still a long story of an acequia and how it is. And that was our goal, because we knew it wasn't a living acequia. You know, it's kind of hard. So, but that was our goal, was to make sure it was still had a story to tell, you know, no matter what. And if it ever did become back an acequia, it's still in place to be an acequia.
Rick Martinez is a neighborhood advocate with many stories to tell, and we hope to have you on the air another time to talk about your long history of neighborhood activism and advocacy here in the Santa Fe area. For more information, is there any place that they can call, or they should just show up today at 4:30?
Show up today at 4:30, and then
at City Hall.
At City Hall. And just support us, and then hopefully we don't have to make this appeal anymore and see what kind of decision they do. Because the decision is up in the air. We don't know what's going to be. So, you know, if you just keep your eye on the paper and support us along the way, because I think our history is important for us and our children, too.
Rick Martinez, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.